This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Michael, the New York Knicks beat the Spurs last night, 105-95 in game one of the NBA Finals. And a fan ran out onto the floor in the fourth quarter, tried to get a selfie with Victor Wembanyama, was arrested and given a lifetime ban from all NBA arenas, a league spokesperson said on Thursday.
That sounds appropriate.
Lifetime ban.
I mean, he still has to be prosecuted for, like, trespassing, but, lifetime ban, great punishment.
Yeah, a halt of play during the Knicks win. There was about 6 minutes left. In the fourth quarter, fan ran onto the court with a cell phone in his right hand, stopped in front of Wemby and Knicks center Mitchell Robinson near the three-point line, and then quickly was pushed away by two security guards. Did he get the picture is what I want to know. Did he actually get the picture? A second individual will also receive a lifetime ban for his role in the incident. Replay showed Wemby looking confused and smiling in the direction of the cell phone, and the fan approached him. Wemby said, "I've never been in that situation. I didn't know how to act. It really surprised me almost as much as that time when a bat crossed the court before their game against the Timberwolves in 2024. So, that fan, hope it was worth it. Hope you got the selfie, man.
Well, if he got the selfie, I'm saying that if I was the Knicks, we will drop charges against you if you delete that selfie. And we have to have proof that that selfie is deleted and never leaks."
What are you okay? The SEC and the Big Ten saying they do not support the current version of a bipartisan bill designed to regulate an industry struggling for answers, according to ESPN. The SEC and the Big Ten conferences said the bill leaves critical issues unresolved, including not meaningfully preempting state laws with a federal one, which has been considered a key element for a measure to get support from the NCAA. And the conferences. In an interview last week, Senator Ted Cruz, who made up this bill with Senator Maria Cantwell, told the Associated Press the bill is drafted to preempt state laws that conflict with the provisions in this bill. That is the Protect College Sports Act. First, Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Oh, I've got a problem for you, Mike. Even if we figure out a way for you not to work on that Friday night for the Bears and Weber State first game under the lights at Nottingham Field ever, you might not be able to go because the Denver Broncos play a preseason game on that Friday night.
Oh, well, then never mind.
You seriously would choose the third preseason game and final preseason game, Broncos-Minnesota, at 7 o'clock. You would choose Broncos preseason game 3 over first game ever under the lights at Nottingham Field.
Yes.
There is something wrong with you.
I'm still predicting UNC to win.
You're going to... Seriously. Like, we're going to bring you over there. I'll pick you up. I'll give you a ride. I'll pay for parking.
I'm sorry. I can't work that night.
You're seriously going to tell me you're choosing Broncos preseason, the most meaningless preseason game of all of them, over the very first game under the lights at Nottingham Field for the UNC Bears against a conference opponent?
You're talking to a guy who wanted 16 games in the regular season and keep the four preseason games.
There's something
I like preseason.
Man, I hope the Broncos never move out of Colorado.
Because I don't know what would happen to you. Would you
I'd
be okay?
I'd probably pass away.
You think you'd just fade away?
I would
My
be
work
like,
here is done.
It'd be like, the Broncos are moving, and then just kind of a Thanos.
Faith says, Micah, you could be a part of history. You could be. Like, you could be out there, man. People want to know you. I had a request yesterday for your Twitter account. Mike, can you please fire that bad boy back up? We're getting people requesting you.
I have to.
Yes. Can you figure
that
out?
I don't want to get on social media. That's annoying.
People want to hear from you, man, on the X account. They want to hear those thoughts. I don't know why, but they do.
They can hear the incredibly genius thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Yeah.
Online at 1310KFKA.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Other podcast platforms.
Eastside Chris, yeah, if the Broncos have a preseason game that night, Michael is definitely Mike is definitely out on a public sighting. No, I don't. Yeah, he's not going to be. You're not going to go. You've already said it. You've already made your plans. You will not be going to that game.
I mean, if there's another night game, I might go, but
Well, there's going to be. I think most of their games are going to be at night now, which is actually really, really cool. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Faith saying it right here, Mike. Your tweets would be gold. People want to follow you. You got 6 followers, bud.
My tweets would be platinum.
What's the first thing you would tweet if you could tweet right now? I'm curious. The world wants to know. What would you type? What would those little fingers type right now?
First of all, my gigantic fingers would type, go Broncos. And then I'd say, don't worry, I'm working on fixing college football. You're welcome, America.
Yes, people want to see your plan. So get your Twitter account going.
It was out there, partially out there.
What is
it was
your
partially
plan?
Written
Just
down
tell us
and then
what it is.
Computer crash.
How do you fix the transfer portal?
I haven't figured that out yet. I need to do more. I'm working on the games itself. I'm working on how to, like the conference realignment. That's almost done. I'm working on the, if this team
which is the least
this team
impactful.
By this much, then how many points do you get? How many points do you lose if you lose?
GoPokes has your Twitter account pulled up right now. He has it pulled up right now. I'm looking at it right now. He's got a picture. The last tweet you sent was February 18th, 2018, and you said,
go Broncos.
February 18th. Season's over.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Black Panther is an excellent movie.
It is an excellent movie.
If I ever get another day off, I will watch again.
It is a great movie. It's and also
you were feeling Ludwig it that
Göransson's
day.
Original score.
Oh my gosh.
Fantastic.
I don't want you
combining
to have Twitter.
Orchestral music with traditional African sounds with hip hop. Like the it was great. I think it did win an Academy Award and it deserved it.
Pulling up your Twitter right now. This is always fun for me. Faith says he would type "Go Broncos." Yeah, everyone would predict exactly what you would say.
What's Micah going to type in today? Go Broncos. All right, the over one.
There it is.
Is that how gambling works?
I don't even follow you. Can you get on it right now? Can you try to get on it right now? Try to
I
log
can,
in.
But
try,
I won't.
Try to log in. I
have other work-related things to do.
I just hit a follow. You got 7 followers, Mike.
Yeah, I think one of them is Jaden Nelson.
You got...
And he replied to me in a negative way.
You have... I follow you. Smitty follows you. One of our listeners, one of our Hall of Famers follows you. Bunch of people. Kyle Johnson follows you. So you've got 2 KFKA employees.
Kyle Johnson's on Twitter?
Yeah, he follows you. And a news lady follows you.
Who?
Well, her name's Nia.
Oh, yeah, Nia Bender.
Mm-hmm. Do you follow anybody? You follow NHL TV Buzz, John Elway, Ryan Reynolds, Derrick Henry. Why are you following Derrick Henry, Mike? What the hell's that about?
I think those were all automatic.
Why are you...
I think the bots go, this guy likes the Broncos. He will like these guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe...
No, you're following them. You hit the follow button on these people.
No, I think the algorithm... Hit the follow button.
No.
Now, John, I would have followed John Elway. I probably wouldn't have read any of his tweets. Would have followed the Broncos. Probably wouldn't have read any of the tweets.
You follow some weird stuff, man. Hate Breed?
Follow what?
Hate Breed? What is that? You follow...
It's a band.
Well, you follow them.
I know I didn't. I know I didn't sign that up.
You are following these people. You
no,
clicked
I'm not.
The follow
there,
button.
There are automatic follows. There have to be.
There's no
I didn't,
such thing.
Look, if I had done that, I would have followed Darian, Metallica. I didn't know about Insomnia.
Lamb of God. Maguga. Masuga.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have followed them.
You're following them.
These are
them.
Automatic. The algorithm is saying Micah likes metal and the Broncos and MCU. Therefore, we will make him follow these things.
No, you actually
so
clicked the follow.
He can stay on the platform.
Oh, Miles
longer,
just followed
and we can
you.
Advertise to him more.
You just got to. You got to 8 followers, Mike. Wow, you're getting there. We're going to try to get you followers today.
I want to get Bo Nix to follow me. And then I'll just
well,
make a bunch
you,
of Oregon
get on
jokes.
There. Get on there, man.
I don't want to.
Can you just try? I'm
There's
trying to find.
The difference between can and will.
Where is it? I mean, we got to hear more, man. We got to hear more about this.
Look, once I save college football. Then it'll...
You have 9 followers right now. We just got you from 6 to 9. At Micah Kilpatrick, 1L. You have 9 followers, Mike. Dude, we are... Can we get him to double digits by the end of the show? If we get you to double digits, will you fire up the Twitter account?
No.
What's it going to take?
Probably some money.
I'll give you $1. I'll give you $1... Per follower.
What was that? What was that? Now I really need some followers.
You have
Faith,
$9
you know
right now.
People get on it.
Faith says, can I be his social media manager?
No, because you're
Faith.
Not going to say inappropriate things.
We don't want to try to control this wild beast. We want this wild beast to run freely out into the world. I would love to. You don't even have a profile picture, Mike.
Is it a Broncos logo?
No.
That's what it should be.
No, it's just the fake thing they give you because you won't get on there.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I just want to know what your other tweets are. Your tweets are like protected. I can only see 2 of them.
There's actually only 2 tweets.
I thought you tweeted something about how much you love Ryan Reynolds.
I tweeted to Ryan Reynolds.
At Micah Kilpatrick, MICAHKIL Patrick. Go follow him right now. Hit that follow button.
If we get to 1,000, then Brady owes me $1,000.
You're not going to get to 1,000 followers.
I'm not going to get 1,000 followers.
You're barely going to get to 10 here. Are we at 10 yet?
I think there are 14 people who are like, I want to confirm that Micah's Twitter account is real. So 14 people are going to follow me. And then no one else because I haven't solved college
Our
football
old
yet.
Producer follow tweeted. Remember Jades? You remember Jades?
Yeah, he tweeted. I said that earlier.
You said go Broncos
at 9 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing on Twitter at 9 o'clock in the morning? Shouldn't you be working? Jades said go Cowboys. The Broncos suck. How about you steal another dynasty quarterback to get your championship since you clearly can't draft one? Man, you got roasted on here.
I would have been offended if that wasn't true.
You got roasted. And you said Black Panther is an excellent movie. If I ever get another day off, I will watch it again.
You know what I'm going to do? Next time I get on the Twitters, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to follow Ludwig Göransson, who did an amazing original score.
Oh, my gosh.
He's won now 3 Academy Awards.
People are screenshotting. Logging on to Twitter. Get in there. What's your password, Mike? We'll figure this out together. GoPoke says password's probably Lego Star Wars Go Broncos.
No, it wouldn't be that.
Do you think you have an idea of what it might be? Because
no
I'm serious,
whatsoever.
Man. I got nothing else to do today. Get on your Twitter account, please.
Now you're going to get someone who's like signing, who's going to try to guess my password, and they're going to sign in. And
you have a UNC, Miles just followed you. You have a UNC football player following you, Micah.
Thank you, Miles.
You made it, man.
Miles just
you got a Division
One
athlete
wisdom.
Following you. You need more. We need more. We've got 9 right now.
I thought the young people weren't into Twitter. I thought it was the Insta picture.
It's Instagram. And no, younger people are into Twitter, I think. Faye says, let me come and take a picture. Get you a picture up there.
No.
Yes. Can you please get on there? What? Like, callers, call right now. Call Michael. First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310.
Is this the perfect time to give away tickets?
No, beg him. Yeah, I'll give away the first caller. I have Extreme Bowl tickets, Extreme Bowls for the Greeley Stampede Wednesday, June 24th, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. I'm going to give this pair of tickets away, but not until we get 10 callers to call in and tell Michael to get on Twitter. I need 10 people.
The phone line's busy. Oh, no.
No, you put that back up. You unbusy that. I want 10 callers. I don't care if you're one person calling 10 times. Just say, all you have to say is get on Twitter, Michael.
Oh, no, I can't reach the phone. It's too far away.
970-353-1310.
Pulled a shoulder.
10th person to call in and say, Michael, get on Twitter. I'm giving you Extreme Bowls. Dude, this is the event you want to go to. Extreme Bowls Wednesday, June 24th at the Greeley Stampede.
I'm going to extend it to 100 callers.
Caller number 10, be the 10th caller to call in and say, Michael, get on Twitter. And I'm giving you these tickets. That's it. I'll throw in $50 at Mr. Money Greeley, too. I'll throw in the $50, the Mr. Money Greeley cash, if you're the 10th caller to call in and say, Michael, get on Twitter.
Are they allowed to win twice within 30 days?
Just call in. I'm going to up the ante. I'm giving away a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse, to the 10th caller. So you got Extreme Bulls tickets to the Greeley Stampede. You're going to get $50 Mr. Money cash, and you're going to get Big City Roadhouse $25 gift card just to be the 10th caller to tell Michael to get on Twitter.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sign up for a Twitter account, the real Brady Hole.
I don't care.
And then it's going to have your picture, and I'm going to tweet under you.
That's fine. I think it'd be hilarious.
And it's going to be great because a lot of people are going to be like, wow, Brady has suddenly gotten really wise.
22 minutes after the hour, 10th caller, 970-353-1310. I'm giving you a super duper package here. Greeley Stampede tickets to the Extreme Bulls and a Big City Roadhouse gift certificate for $25 and $50 cash to Mr. Money Greeley.
And do you have to take me?
It's not real cash. It's Mr. Money cash, but it's good there. Checks out.
Heard Mr. Money Greeley's great.
It's awesome. They have everything. And you can take Michael. 23 minutes after the hour. Call now. 970-353-1310.
And this Father's Day, make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFK Podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfk.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Jake, the geologist guy, just requested Flogging Molly bumper music. Can you come in with that?
No, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's not a good song.
What are you talking about? This is a great song.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and the emotions and Earth, Wind, and Fire together, that's powerhouse.
This is not a good song. Not feeling it, Mike.
I mean, it's not as good as September, but
Faith said you could put... that's actually a really good song. That's a great song. Faith said you could put co-host in your profile. Dude, you could do so many things with this.
How about host of the whole show?
Dude, I don't even care if you do it. I mean, I think it'd be hilarious. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Broncos are in OTAs. Michael, is the number one question about the Broncos, surrounding the Broncos, is it Bo Nix? Is he nearing the end of his rehabilitation? Is that the biggest question surrounding the Broncos?
I mean, the way some people put it, they think he's at the end of his career.
Bo?
Yeah, some people are like overreacting about his ankle. His ankle is going to be fine.
Fractured his ankle in January, of course, we know that, against the Buffalo Bills. He had surgery shortly after that. Sean Payton indicated that Nix would be full speed at the start of Denver's offseason program, the OTA started early in May. Then he had a second procedure on the ankle. An ankle cleanup surgery. But Sean Payton said, you will see him in June. I'm sure you'll see him in probably minicamp maybe, but he'll be full speed throwing everything in July before we get back here for training camp. I guess I'm like one of the only media members that is taking Sean Payton at his word and the Broncos at their word that Bo Nix is going to be fine. And I mean, it's so much of what they're planning to do next year, Mike. If you really believe that this team can return to at least the AFC Championship, which it is going to be a lot more difficult than it was last season, you got to start with Bo. It's got, you know, the ankle, all that stuff. It's got to be fine. I still have my reservations about whether or not he's going to take it to the next level. And I think you're kind of on board with me on this. As obsessed as you are with the Broncos, I think you're actually kind of on board with me.
Look, I have reservations, but I have reservations to the restaurant that Bo Nix is going to be MVP of the league next year.
Oh, my gosh. We got Hooligans actually tweeting and asking you questions, tagging you. Go Pokes says, at Michael Kilpatrick, should the Broncos make a move for another backup quarterback? And then he tags me in the post as if I'm the afterthought here.
I mean,
you don't even have a Twitter account. You don't even get on and do it. And you got people asking you questions. This is ridiculous.
That's because
Michael Kilpatrick, how much more difficult?
Interesting in quotes.
How much more difficult is the AFC West in 2026? They want to know. Answer. Go ahead, co-host.
It's going to be a little more difficult, but easy for the Broncos to get through. Raiders are still coming in last place.
Any other questions? Jake, the geologist guy, says, I'm still surprised the ankle healing has taken this long. Well, they had the cleanup procedure like two months ago, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm not alarmed. I'm not really alarmed.
I'm not too terribly
worried.
You're
not too terribly worried. Oh, my gosh. At Michael Kilpatrick, I love your daily sports show.
Thank you.
You have to get on the Twitters now, Mike.
The award-winning daily talk show.
Since you joined, we haven't won anything. The Good Morning NoCo came in second this year at the Colorado Broadcasters Association. We didn't even come in second this year, Mike. Whose fault is that? Because we've won awards before. We've won two. We've came in second twice.
Brady, you just need to up your co-host game.
Oh, my gosh. No, I told you yesterday, I am the host and the co-host of this show. I co-host with myself because of what you're offering. Who's on the phone? Who is that?
Lonnie.
First Advantage Hotline.
He's my biggest fan.
970-353-1310. Lonster,
hey,
help me out, man. Why are people freaking out over Michael?
You know what? I think he's scared to get on Twitter.
I think he's scared, too. Because those dynamite takes, he's worried someone's going to pick him apart.
Yeah, it's too hard.
He's afraid somebody's going to dump this. He's going to be crying if anybody dumps him.
Yes, I think he's. I don't think he got what it takes. I don't think he has what it takes, Lonster.
Well, I guess you're right.
The only thing I can hear is go Broncos.
That's all he does. That's all
go
I hear.
Yeah.
Lonster, what's on your mind, man?
You know what? You've been talking about this NIL mess that we're into.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a friend of mine who I go to the high school football games with.
Okay.
And he used to be the district athletic director for the school district here in Loveland. And he says when that thing went into effect, he says, don't be surprised. That thing it will be a mess, and he was right on target on this one.
It's been a mess, yeah, trying to figure it out, man. It's wild. You know, yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, and I don't see an end unless they put a salary cap on this thing, or I don't know, you know.
Yeah, they're gonna eventually, I think we're going to get to the point where maybe they're employees, Monster. They're just employees. They don't even have to go to school.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah. Yeah, but wait till the IRS gets a hold of it, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Lonster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, you have a good day, and go Broncos. Go Broncos.
It's my favorite.
Hey, if the IRS gets a hold of it, then the government's going to – that's probably the reason why. He's like, ooh, I wonder if we can get the IRS involved.
GoPoke says, Michael Kirkpatrick, doesn't the Super Bowl champion come from the AFC West?
Absolutely.
Wants to know. You're getting all these questions, man.
If the Broncos don't win the Super Bowl, it'll be the Broncos.
All right, so answer all these questions. Do you have concerns about Bo's ankle?
No, Bo's ankle is going to be fine.
Should the Broncos make a move for another backup quarterback?
No, their backup quarterback is fine.
How much
he
more
made
difficult,
that one bad play.
How much more difficult is AFC West in 2026?
I think it's going to be more difficult. There was a good draft, but Kansas City did improve themselves. The Chargers are always also going to be good, but the Raiders are going to be in last place. I don't care who their quarterback
is. Look at you go.
They're not a well-run franchise. He could be like a complete bust, and it wouldn't be his fault. It would be the Raiders' fault.
I don't like this. I love your daily sports show. Respond to that, Mike.
Thank you. I work hard on it.
Really? You work hard on it?
I work hard coming up with all the content.
Yeah, I mean, it took you...
feeding you your opinions.
8 months to actually produce something that I sent you to get produced.
More but like
no,
eight
yeah.
months.
Yeah, you work. You're doing something. 33 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. You're actually, yeah. Texter here says this might be his best contribution to date. Give him a little
Every
bit of power.
Every contribution of mine is the best contribution.
All right, so why do you think the Broncos are going undefeated next year?
Because they're the greatest team ever.
Why? Give me a reason.
Because of all their players and their coaches.
Right.
And how many first downs and touchdowns and field goals they're going to get.
Yeah. Man, this you just won't get this anywhere else. Jared Bednar, thoughts on him staying as the head coach of the Avalanche?
I mean, like, I can understand if they fired him, why they would have fired him.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go, you have this great, epic roster, and for some reason, you can't move on. Injuries, yeah, that has happened to the Avalanche. And boy, I thought the Avs were deeper. Apparently, their entire team revolves around Cale Makar.
Should the Nuggets trade Christian Brown?
Can they trade Christian Brown? Isn't he making a decent amount of money?
He sure is. It's going to be difficult to trade him. Should they try?
It's going to be like, hey, Nuggets, you're not going to have a first rounder for the next 3 years.
Will the Rockies ever get this thing right? Under new management.
Yes, eventually. I think the Walmarts are going to help, but I think you have to find the right leader. They haven't had the right leader, and there were some big-time question marks about the old coach. Like,
Bud Black.
Rocky's not going and
manager.
Focusing on what they're supposed to do. It's just all batting.
Look at you go.
They probably need a few more pieces.
This is
probably
impressive.
Need to take what the lower leagues are doing, what Albuquerque is
okay.
doing. And move it up to the next level.
Is Jim Mora going to get Colorado State to the playoffs ever?
Pass.
No, you do not get to do that. Mister, I have a Twitter account now, and I want to be the host of the show.
Wait, does every team get a pity version? Every conference get a pity?
No.
Team
the way it's
to
organized right now, if it's a 2014 playoff, will Jim Mora get Colorado State to the playoffs in the next 5 years?
I think he can.
Will he?
I think he can.
So
I don't
yes
know
or no.
if he will.
Will Coach Prime be the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes after the season?
Yes, but he will have one final chance. And then he'll be fired, and then
so
there will be
seasons.
Some kind of Twitter riot because Prime fans are immature.
So you've given him two seasons.
Yeah, he has
And then
two
he's
seasons.
Done. Will Ed Lamb bring the Bears to the playoffs for the first time ever?
Not this year.
Ever. In any time. During his time there.
I think
there.
He can do it.
Yes or no?
UNC doesn't have the resources to maybe win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if there's more excitement around this team, more donor money
Boy, we have
will
just
come in.
Punted this show.
Maybe they can build a stadium
mm-hmm.
where right next to Cascadia Catalyst.
There it is. Cascadia. The Cascadia Project? You want
the
them
Cascadia
to You want them to build their stadium,
football stadium?
You want them to build their stadium 15 miles west of campus? is what you're pushing for.
Look, there's going to be bus routes.
Yeah. So you want them to...
It's going to happen.
I just want to make sure I understand that you want the players to get on a bus on game day and bus across Greeley at a new stadium.
Would they like a locker room? I mean, you want a good locker room. You want more people. Build a stadium. Get the wins first.
Yeah, but bus them to West Greeley is what you're advocating for. Pretty good.
It could be East Greeley. I don't know. Somewhere where there's land.
What else? What else is on your mind?
Could bulldoze some of the government buildings and then build a stadium there.
All right. We could do that. NBA, go.
I'm glad that Oklahoma City lost. I hate the franchise. I hate that they moved, even though they were probably right to move. And I don't like flopping. Flopping needs to be solved.
Smitty actually wanting to get back to real sports talk. Hard to imagine this is possible, but the Nuggets should figure out how they could trade for Giannis. I just don't know how it works. I don't know how. I don't know if that works. Maybe. Does that work? Joker and Giannis? I mean, to do that. Texter says maybe Gordon and Murray for Giannis and other players to even out the contracts. You'd have to trade Gordon. Gordon would not fit on this team anymore if you went and got Giannis. And you'd have to trade Murray. Those are your biggest assets to be able to get a big player like that. 38 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's jump out real quick here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
What are we doing? What is this? I'm not going to give this any attention. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Chris McFarland spoke the other day, or I guess 2 days ago, he was introduced as the new club president of hockey operations and general manager. That was actually yesterday morning. He was kind of emotional, Michael, when he was talking about the folks here that he left at Colorado.
To Joe, Deb, and the entire Sakic family, I know you guys are going through a tough, heavy lifting spot with the passing of Claude Lemieux. I just want to, give you my condolences, and we're thinking of you. Joe, you took a flyer on me 11 years ago. You actually listened to Craig Billington. I know you guys probably don't know Biller, but he's a huge part of the fabric in that Denver organization, was a longtime goalie and an assistant GM at the time, and he kind of connected me and Joe. And Joe was a mentor and a lifelong friend, massive for me and my career, and I will miss him. Working with him was a dream opportunity for me.
Very professional, Mike. There's a few other clips in there. What else did Chris McFarland have to say?
I want to start by
Bill. Help us with the timeline a little bit. First of all, when the job came open, did you kind of say to yourself, man, this is one I'd like to get in the middle of? When did you find out they were interested, and when did y'all do this?
The answer to your first part, no, right? Like the job, Barry's a good friend of mine, and we've chatted numerous times over the years and made a few deals together. So no, I'm in Colorado and super excited and super content to work with Joe and we were trying to do what we were trying to do. So, that was my focus on, I think Bill and I had a long chat yesterday and Nick and Sean and Michelle and the group. So, when you get word that a team has reached out, then like Bill said, I have a contract. I was super happy there, but it was a whirlwind for sure.
Yeah, this is George. This is a little bit like when I was trying to get Chrissy to marry me. The salesmanship was all on one side. Okay.
It's tough, man. A lot of you guys are just like, oh, it's nothing. Joe Sakic built the team. Then why did Joe Sakic promote him to general manager? All the trades you were applauding him for before, you know, in the middle of last season that made you the best team in hockey this year until you weren't, you guys just, you're doing the Micah thing. Oh, they'll be fine. And now you're, oh, we got, as long as we got Joe Sakic. Well, that same guy is gonna probably announce, Michael, I'm predicting this, that not only are they retaining Jared Bednar, they're going to sign him to a contract extension. I believe that's going to happen. They're going to give him another 2 years.
Okay.
You can't go into this season on both sides with a lame duck coach. You can't do it, Mike. You can't have him 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out, middle of the season, wondering where he's going to be next. So those of you that are like, oh, wow, no, Joe, we trust, you're the same people that want Jared Bednar gone. And he's getting ready to give him a contract. He has to. You either fire him or you give him a contract extension. That's where you are with this.
You could say, hey,
no,
we need one more year. No. We got a great roster.
Then
we
he's looking. Then year. I'm calling my agent. I'm calling my agent because make sure I got another job at the end of this year because it is literally win or bust, and that is ridiculous pressure to put on me to try to grow with this team.
He has a job next year if he gets fired.
That's what I'm doing. Well, he might be a head coach. Might be head coach material. And Chris McFarland, listen, was it a mistake, Mike, or are you one of those that's like, no, as long as Joe Sakic's here, it's fine? Was it a mistake to not maybe try to match what Nashville was doing? Gave him more money, gave him more power. Maybe was it a mistake for the Avs to not even ask Joe to step away? Not step away or step down, but do the whole John Elway thing. Not that you want him to have less say in the organization, but you give Chris McFarland the bump, and you make him your president of operations, and Joe is just, like, elevated to whatever. Should the Kroenkes have done that?
You're assuming that it's Joe Sakic's fault.
He didn't want him to have that title. Somebody didn't want him to have that title. Because why is Chris McFarland, who was very good here, and they seemed to really like him, he seemed to really like the organization... That's exactly what happened. It's people are telling me that it's not like the Tim Connelly thing. It's very much like the Tim Connelly thing. Minnesota gave Tim Connelly something that Denver was not willing to do. Same for Nashville with Chris McFarland. 49 minutes after the hour. We'll talk more about that. We got a clip of the day coming up, too, in the final hour of the program. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Free tickets.
It's free, right?
Daily updates.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to the Greeley Stampede, KFKA has you covered. Here's Stampede coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Smitty texting and saying McCarr is due for an extension. Would he sign not knowing who his coach will be? That's actually a good point. You know, how much this team talks really highly of Jared Bednar. Would that have impacted Cale McCarr's decision to sign a contract extension, Mike? I mean, if the money's there, if the money's right, then I think he likes where he's playing. I would imagine he likes playing with guys like Nathan MacKinnon and Gabriel Landeskog. So I don't know. I feel like that contract extension is going to be easy work for Joe Sakic and company, whoever that general manager will be, if there will be a new general manager before next season starts. All right, we got clip of the day coming up next. The Dirty 30, Mike. It continues. The Rockies get smoked last night. Hopefully they can pull off one or two upsets here in the next 2 weeks to get us under that five. We'll see. Clip of the day coming up next.
The
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.